Council has gotten hold of the Allied Mills site on Yonge Street. Now, we know it's a bit of an eyesore there. Obviously, Bunnings has moved out and there is going to be a new tenant moving
so
in there.
So next to Bunnings, basically, across the road from Bunnings, across that little roadway where the Bunnings bottom car park was.
Yeah, it's basically a paddock now and it's just got the fence around it and it looks ugly as all hell, obviously. We need something fun there. We've both been thinking about it.
Yeah.
Do you want to hear my idea, Lou?
I really do, Matt.
All right.
I really do.
So I want to make sure that it's something fun because
it'll bring people to Albury.
That's right.
Yes.
That's right.
Yes.
And there's some tremendous local businesses out there, but I don't think it should be a shop. I think it should be something different. I think it should be an experience. How
about? It's a hard place to, like, it's not a CBD part of the area. So, yeah, go on.
How about a local Madame Tussauds and House of Horrors?
Oh!
So, all the famous people from the border are made in wax. You'll be in there, Lou. What pose do you want? How do you want to be posed?
I don't know.
Have a think about it.
Okay. Well, you'll be in there too. How will you be posed?
Well, I mean, because I came up with the idea, I will be, won't I? I'll be in a car driving because I'm an awesome driver.
I thought you might be sort of a bit like...
Or at the gym. I'll be lifting weights.
At the gym.
Lauren Jackson, Eliza O'Connell, Brad Jones, Jesse Featenby, all of the big names, Lou.
Love
it. In there. Footy players.
Joe Hamilton Vale. Everyone.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, she's new to the border, but she's a very, very...
Well, she's famous.
But, I mean, there's we've made her famous here, haven't we, Lou? Hello to Joe Hamilton Vale, one of the best stand-up paddleboarders around.
In the world.
But there's so many people we could choose from. That's my idea. Yours?
Rightio. Buckle up. Are you ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
An indoor ski slope.
Whoa.
Like the one in Dubai. They've got this massive, it's the world's biggest indoor ski slope.
Yeah.
Skiing, snowboarding, and because you've got snow and it's cold, penguins.
Oh, penguins. Yes, penguins there.
Maybe the odd narwhal, I don't know. What else lives in the cold water? Maybe not polar bears because they'll eat the penguins.
Now, will that complement the ski slopes or take away from the ski slopes?
You mean
slopes?
Our local ski slopes like falls and I think it'll complement because the Winter Olympic team can train there in the summer.
That's a good idea.
So people can have fun there all the time, all year round.
Yep. 13-27-10, we'd love your ideas. Madame Tussauds / House of Horrors. We didn't even talk about that part of it, Lou, but that'll be
the
awesome.
House of Horrors part?
Yeah.
Jack the Ripper and all that stuff?
Yep. 13-27-10, Lou's gone for indoor ski slope. Which would be kind of cool.
Brilliant. So fun.
What do you think should be put at that old site, the old Allied Mills site on Yonge Street? What do you reckon should be there? 13-27-10. What do you think, Colleen?
Well, look, I think Lottie's on the right track, but I think she's got her seasons back to front because the border's got everything. It's got the wineries, the gourmet food experiences, it's got the ski slopes, the weir, the river.
Yes.
Doesn't have a beach.
Now, that's what I said to Lou when she came up. I said, what about a wave pool? Didn't I, Lou?
An indoor wave pool with
a beach. So where you can actually surf.
Yes.
Yeah, I do. Look, I like that too. I mean, we've got the weir. It's kind of beachy.
But you can't surf and there's no sand.
You're right. Look, it's a fantastic idea, Colleen.
You didn't say that to me when I brought it up off air, Lou. You were like, shut up, Matt.
Well, because I thought
it was
mine
all in the presentation, Matt.
Thank you, Colleen. It's the way you put it to me. It's all about the presentation. That's how you're going to get it across the line.
Thank you, Colleen.